Thank you, Dennis. That's very good. And this evening's meditation is designed to be one of the best antidotes or for anxiety and fear, and that's loving kindness meditation. And this one that I will be teaching this evening is going to be being our own best friend, and this is an important quality that we need to develop, being our own best friend, being there for ourselves in difficult times. Recently I heard of a book called A Mind at Home with Itself, and I thought, wow, that's perfect for, you know, developing these positive states of mind, these kind states of mind, so that we can live with ourselves, especially now that we will be spending, many people will be spending more time on their own. So for meditators, this is an excellent opportunity. For many people, it's going to be a prison, something that they don't enjoy, that they cannot do what they usually do. So this is something that we can give to ourselves, but not only to ourselves, because when we develop loving kindness, when we are our own best friend, we can be the best friend of everyone else. And that's the aim of metta meditation, loving kindness meditation, is to extend this feeling of friendliness, well-being, acceptance to everyone, to ourselves and to everyone. And it's a very important quality, because when we do that, we feel connected with other people. We feel the distance is not so important. And in fact, often we can feel close to people who are far away. It's very interesting that other times we can be close to people, but they're not in our minds, not in our hearts at all. We're far away from them, even though physically close, emotionally a long way away. So this is a very important quality of loving kindness. And as I say, it reduces this fear and anxiety, which is the main theme that I have in the talk this evening. So this is a very important part of dealing with the impact of the coronavirus. And not only is it good for dealing with fear, anxiety, it's good to deal with any of the negative states of mind that come up, especially depression and even anger. Anger, of course, loving kindness is an antidote for anger, because when we are angry, who needs the loving kindness? We do. The other person may not be angry at all, but we're upset. So this is very useful for all sorts of negative emotions, panic included. And not only that, loving kindness clears away as these negative states of mind which block the meditation, which make the meditation difficult. And the Buddha said these hindrances to the meditation are not only hindrances to meditation itself, but it's a hindrances to wisdom, to understanding things as they truly are. So a very important part of our practice at this time is developing these happy, joyful states of mind, these kind states of mind, these friendly states of mind to ourselves and others. And as I say, this is a gift to ourselves, but it's also a gift to others. And it's what we're all looking for in life, is this loving kindness, this friendship, this acceptance, this kindness. This is what people are looking, we're all looking for in life. So that's the preamble for the meditation. So just like to say welcome to everybody online, and it's amazing, we have this virtual community around the world, and may the energy from this loving kindness help with the general atmosphere in our society, to give this sense of fearlessness, this sense of kindness, friendliness. So here we go. We can please join in at home. And so now we can start. First of all, we can come into the present moment and close our eyes so we can get more into the present moment, more aware of the body. And when we come into the present moment, we let go of the past and the future. And the present is like an oasis for us. The future, that's where all the fears, the worries, the anxieties, they hang out there. And the past, this is where depression, regret hang out. So here in the present moment, we can be free. We can be in this oasis in the middle of the desert. And we can come into contact with the body, just setting the body up as we find most comfortable. Whether we're sitting on a chair, sitting on a cushion, however it is that the body is placed. Just seeing that the feet, the legs comfortable, the hips balanced, they feel even. And feeling the spine, positioning of the spine, the shoulders, balancing them over the hips. So we feel like we're balanced, comfortable. And placing the hands as we find comfortable, either on the knees or on our lap, whatever feels the most comfortable. And then giving attention to the neck and the head, the position of the neck and the head, feeling it balanced over the shoulders, over the hips. And we can even tuck the chin in a little. It helps for many people to give the spine that little bit more directness. Just feeling the body as it is. And now we can mentally relax the body. This is very important. Starting at the top of the head, we can give this kind, warm, relaxing attention to the top of the head, the back of the head, and the sides. Like a mental massage. And moving attention down the forehead, allowing it to relax. Let go. Then down the cheeks of the face, around the eyes, soothing them, relaxing them. And moving the attention down to the jaw and the mouth, relaxing, giving this warm attention, allowing them to let go. And bringing to mind the neck, all around the neck, and moving the attention down the neck, relaxing it, giving it this mental massage. And then bringing to mind the right shoulder, starting at the neck, and moving the attention along the right shoulder, relaxing, soothing, giving this kind, warm attention to the right shoulder. Now bringing to mind the right arm. Starting at the top of the right arm, and we can move the attention slowly down the right arm, including the elbow, the wrist, the hand and fingers as we go, with this massaging, mental massage. are bringing to mind the left shoulder, starting at the neck, and moving our attention along the left shoulder, soothing it, letting go of the burdens of the day, relaxing it. And now we bring to mind the left arm, and starting at the top of the left arm, move our attention slowly down the left arm, taking in the elbow, the wrist, the hand and fingers, with this warm, relaxing, soothing attention. Now bringing to mind the back, starting just below the shoulders and moving our attention slowly down the back, relaxing, soothing any hard, painful areas that we encounter with this mental massage. And now we can bring our attention to the front of the body, just below the shoulders, and move our attention down the front of the body, including the chest, diaphragm, stomach area and abdomen, giving it this warm, relaxing attention. Now bringing to mind the right leg, starting at the top of the right leg and including the knee, the ankle, the foot and the toes as we slowly move our attention down the right leg, giving it this mental massage, this soothing, kind attention. Now bringing to mind the left leg, starting at the top of the left leg, and slowly moving the attention down the left leg, taking in the knee, the lower left leg, the ankle, the foot, and the toes, with this warm, kind, relaxing attention. Now becoming aware of the whole body, just sitting here, relaxed, with this kind attention, sitting here in the present moment. Nowhere we have to go, nothing we have to do, just here in the oasis. And we can bring to mind an intention to give ourselves and others this gift of being a best friend. And we can think of the qualities of a best friend. Someone who is very friendly, we feel enjoy being with, we feel comfortable being with. Someone that understands, someone that we connect with, however we think of a best friend. And to get in touch with, become aware of the feeling that can arise when we think of a best friend, the qualities of a best friend, this person who is here for us through difficult times, who is thoughtful and kind and fun to be with. A sense of safety and openness, acceptance. And we can fill ourselves from head to toe with this feeling of being a best friend to ourselves. A best friend to the body, our best friend to our minds. Whatever difficult emotions, be it fear or anxiety, whatever, tiredness, etc. Giving this gift of being a best friend to ourselves. and we can become aware of the breath and breathing in, breathe in this quality, this feeling of being our own best friend. And then as we breathe out, breathing out, being the best friend of the world. Those who wish can use a mantra with it, breathing in safe, or breathing out safe, whatever word comes to mind as a best friend. Even yes as we breathe in and yes as we breathe out. And we can radiate this feeling of being a best friend to all those who are listening or watching this live streaming, sharing this warmth of friendliness, acceptance, openness, well-wishing. we're going to start radiating this being, feeling of being a best friend to all those in the surrounding area in widening circles until we encompass the whole earth and all realms of existence. Being a best friend, not only of humans, animals, insects, all forms of life, wherever they are. And we can make the aspiration to develop more of this feeling of being a best friend to ourselves and to others as much as possible, but not only through our thoughts, through our emotions, but through our speech and our actions, so that they are gifts that come from this feeling of being a best friend. And we can anchor this feeling of being a best friend to ourselves and others in our hearts. So we can remember it at any time, bring it up, this feeling of being our own best friend and the best friend of others. And now we can just review how we feel. How do I feel now at the end of this meditation? Was I able to get in touch with the feeling of being a best friend? Do I feel more friendly, kind, safe, and relaxed? Or not? And what caused these feelings, whatever feelings we had, we experienced, to arise? Did I make it happen, this feeling that arose, or did it arise due to causes and conditions? And now we can slowly come out of the meditation, slowly open the eyes and move the body to make ourselves more comfortable. Very good. So that was the loving kindness meditation on being our own best friend and the best friend of others. And this can be a very useful meditation for, as I say, reducing fear and anxiety.